years, saving you a seat at the table. The Attorney Tom Gannon, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 AM at 107.3 FM.
Stop number two for WICC's Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour here. And we're at Silver Star Diner. I just looked over and Dee said that breakfast is there. I can't wait. 9 o'clock. That's what I'm going to be doing during the news. I can't wait. But I'm actually really, really excited because I was just saying to Mayor Harry Rilling, I think the last time I saw you in person was probably one of the many interviews I did with you when I was at News 12, which was 10 years ago, Mayor. So we've spoken, obviously, on the air and everything, but I have not seen your face. You literally haven't aged a day. I mean, the fact that Stu Leonard said you're over 100 and still running Norwalk is pretty impressive because it doesn't look that way. How are you?
I'm doing well. But for the record, I told Stu I'm not 100. I'm only 99.
Okay,
don't
see? So why is he pushing it? I tell you. No, Mayor Harry Rilling, I appreciate you being here and all the work that you've done. First of all, how long have you been mayor in Norwalk at this point?
I am in my 11th year.
Wow.
It's amazing how quickly time passes. Really, I was first elected in 2013.
Wow. And before that, though, you were part of the police department.
I was. I retired from the police department in 2012. I went into private sector for a year. Didn't really care for it that much and came back, and the rest is history.
That's amazing. So, you know, Norwalk, I think, since I came to see you in your office, however many years ago it was, boy, a lot has happened. I mean, just the business end of things and certainly people moving into Norwalk in recent years. Talk about some of the things that you've seen with, you know, Norwalk really coming into itself.
Yeah, I think people are noticing Norwalk. We're a great location. We're very affordable. It's just a wonderful place. And if you recall, Fortune magazine named Norwalk the 29th best place in the country to raise a family. Livability said we're the number one city in the state of Connecticut. So people are noticing, and people are moving in, and we've got a lot of things happening. During the pandemic, for instance, we had over 400 businesses open in the city of Norwalk.
Wow.
You know, a lot of mom-and-pop businesses, maybe home-based businesses, but our economy is booming, and things are going really well.
You know, it's interesting, Mayor Rilling, because probably one of the, to me, especially if you're just driving down I-95, it's very hard to miss. But I mean, the Sono Collection is probably one of the biggest, I would say, business entities that has opened in the last couple of years in Norwalk. And what I found surprising is that we're sort of living in an era right now where shopping malls are really not the popular thing anymore. But Sono seems to be doing really well. What do you think made the difference? Because it like you talk about booming businesses, the Sono Collection is a hit.
Yeah, I think it's the location. You know, that piece of real estate sat vacant for many, many years. I think it was probably one of the most valuable or most desirable pieces of real estate in the entire New England coast. It's just right there. People pass it every day. And we're in between several, you know, we've got two wonderful anchor stores in there, Nordstrom's and Bloomingdale's. And we're in right next to Darien, Westport, New Canaan, Wilton. So, you know, the surrounding areas and, you know, people love to shop at Bloomingdale's and Nordstrom's and a lot of the other stores following. They opened in October of 2019, just before the pandemic.
Right.
And we were really, really concerned that they may not make it through. But they have. They've been resilient and a lot of wonderful restaurants in there. Mm-hmm. So things look good.
And there's a lot of different experiences. Like, they've really modernized the idea of a mall. I know the last time I went there, they have a lot of, like, opportunities for even to engage young people with social media. It just seems like they've thought of ways to really attract multi-generations, which is, again, just a very different way of looking at the shopping mall, if you will, which is really struggling nationwide. It's pretty cool what they've done.
Yeah, and if you haven't been inside, if people haven't, they should go. I mean, the way they've designed it, it's amazing. It really is a beautiful building, beautiful a facility. And you're right, they do a lot of different things, a lot of different events. They'll bring the Chamber of Commerce over there for an event. They'll have concerts there.
Yeah, they do stuff on their rooftops inside.
Oh,
I'm trying to think. They have like a Halloween thing that we've featured them before where they make like a walkthrough. I mean, they're doing everything. It's wild.
Yeah. I think the Conservatory of Arts had on one of the parking levels a haunted house right around
that was it.
And, you know, again, that brings people in.
So cool.
People love to have family events where they can enjoy time with their family, tired of sitting home watching television or watching the kids play on the video games and things. So those kinds of things attract people.
That's right. Stop number two. And we are in Norwalk this morning, live at the Silver Star Diner on Connecticut Avenue. And we've got Norwalk Mayor Harry Rilling sitting right in front of me at the booth. I tell you, this is amazing. I'm just going to tell you next time that we're doing like a diner tour, and then it'll really just be me sitting here having breakfast with you.
And I'll meet you. My treat.
I mean, I had no idea how many times you've run into Dr. Estrella just this week with all the graduations and everything going on. So it's
five just, on Tuesday night, one last night or yesterday, and one tonight.
Right? So I tell you.
It's great, though, seeing the young people move on and taking another chapter in their life. It's just absolutely remarkable.
It is. It's exciting. So many great things going on in Norwalk. Let's talk about, you know, we were just talking about like the business boom that it seems like it has been happening in recent years in Norwalk. And something else that maybe people don't realize is the history of how we now got to today. Let's talk about the resurgence of Wall Street.
Yeah, you know, back in 1955, Wall Street was pretty much destroyed by a flood. And it's been very slow coming back. In fact, in the 57 election, I was reading a paper, an article from the newspaper, and that was a major major point in the election. And actually, the mayor at the time lost because nothing had happened in Wall Street. And it's been a long time, and we're investing over $27 million of federal and state and local funds to help that Wall Street come back.
Wow.
We'd like to see. There's some businesses opening up there, some things being developed. There's an affordable housing there at Wall Street Place, right at Wall Street and Isaac. And it's been a long time where it's been in plan since, oh my goodness, probably 15 years or so.
Wow.
And now this next month, they're going to start working on it, and it's going to be finished finally. And it's going to bring over 100 affordable units to the Wall Street area.
Amazing.
We want to get people there, get people so the businesses will follow, and get boots on the ground, so to speak.
Yeah, it's exciting. Another thing that you were mentioning is that there's been a lot of money. You talk about investing, a lot of money being put into infrastructure in Norwalk. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, we want to make Norwalk, I always say I want to make Norwalk the greenest city in the state of Connecticut. But we also want to make it navigable. We want people to be able to walk, people to be able to drive, people to be able to ride their bicycles. So last year, for instance, we built over 9 miles of bicycle lanes. We built over 8 miles of new sidewalks that we're putting all over town so that people can walk safely. And, you know, we're also looking at our sewage treatment plant. A lot of people think because a lot of people are moving in that it's overworked and it's over capacity, but it's not. It's about 2/3 capacity, but we're keeping an eye on it to make sure that we stay on top of it.
That's amazing. And Mayor Harry Rilling, are there any, I would say, either projects or things that your office is really focused on in the near future that maybe hasn't gotten as much press as it should, or things that are coming that you want to sneak peek here on WICC?
Well, I don't know if the superintendent spoke about it, but we have now a 25-year plan for building new schools and renovating schools. A lot of our schools up until recently didn't have air conditioning. And with the warmer weather, the climate change, and the schools offering more summer courses, it was very hot. So we're looking at schools. The last school built before we built the Columbus, Concord Magnet, was over 50 years ago in Norwalk, and the buildings are tired. So since the past couple of years, we've built a new Columbus Magnet School. We've renovated Jefferson is new. We built a Cranberry School. We're now building a new Norwalk High School and a South Norwalk School, which is really, I think, so important to the young people in South Norwalk. They've been called District 99 children because they don't have a neighborhood school.
Right.
And they had get bused across town, and you wake up early in the morning, get on the bus, and then you come back late at night, and your neighbor may be going to a different school than you.
Mm-hmm.
So really excited to be putting a South Norwalk school down there.
And so all of these schools, have they had the updated HVAC and everything put in as well?
Oh, that yes.
Okay.
Right. And we just got a grant from the state of Connecticut to upgrade HVAC in other schools. So we've gotten something like $30 million. So,
wow.
It's really, really good. And it's when you don't take care of your infrastructure, in the long term, it's going to cost you more. So I think we need to invest each year in the capital funds some some money so that we can keep the repairs up, make sure we keep the schools in good shape and other city buildings.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mayor Harry Rilling, I so appreciate you stopping by for our diner tour. I would love to have you back on the show very soon. And I just thank you so much for what you do here in Norwalk.
Anytime. It's been a pleasure and an honor for me to be the mayor. I'm telling you, this is the most wonderful city.
Oh, I love to hear that. Well, Mayor Rilling, thank you again. We appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll be in touch again really soon.
Thank you, Melissa. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, you too. Seriously, I won't wait another 10 years to see your face. That's
okay.
Ridiculous. So hopefully we'll see you again soon. Mayor Harry Rilling here for the city of Norwalk on WICC, and we are in Norwalk for our stop number 2 of our diner tour. We're at Silver Star Diner on Connecticut Avenue.